great.
The gift, it looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you everywhere.
God has graced us all.
God has graced
the
you.
Now wear it well.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And in you are highly exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Look at Isaiah 61, because this is scripture Jesus quoting. Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. Now, Jesus quoted the first two verses. But the Holy Ghost told me to get down into verse 3. Listen to what the Amplified says. And I'm reading from the Amplified because it just makes it crystal clear. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and to heal the brokenhearted. To bind up means the things that have fallen apart in your life. Pieces that have fell on the floor, scattered all around. Jesus said, I'm here to bind them up. I'm here to put them back together. I'm here to restore and make it whole again.
Thank you, Lord.
So this healing is not just physical. He said those that are brokenhearted, that means on the inside they've had a wreck. The devil don't just mess with you physically. He wanna hurt you from the deepest part of you. And God said, I'll go to work right there in the deepest part of you where the devil been tampering around with you, messing with you, harassing you, oppressing you. He said, I can heal it. No matter what kind of hurt you had, a hurt of betrayal, hurt of being lied on, abused, those deepest hurts. See, when the devil got somebody to hurt Jesus, he moved in Judas's life, and what did Judas do? He betrayed. He was disloyal. That's one of the deepest hurts. See, the devil knew what he was doing. He got his best weapon. I'm going to betray him. Because God is all about faithfulness and loyalty. God is about, if he in your corner, he in your corner. If he for you, he for you. You know, he no shifting in him. If he love you, he love you.
Yes.
If he loves you, he loves you.
Yes.
See, ain't no in between with him.
Amen.
If he love you, he love you. Betrayal, deepest hurt. When a friend turn on you. Somebody you put trust in hurt you. Jesus said, I can heal the betrayal hurt. I can heal it. All you got to do is open your heart to him and say, Lord, here's my hurt head. Take care of it. He'll keep you from getting hurt again.
Yes.
Not only does he heal the hurt, but he can keep you from getting hurt again. I know from personal experience how God put a shield around my heart.
Yes.
And a weapon, not talking about the person that was involved in it. I'm talking about the weapon that was formed against me. My enemy is not people I live with. It's the devil who's out to destroy your life. So I knew that the weapon had been formed to crush me on the inside. That's what he wanted to do, crush me.
Yeah.
And I prayed a prayer. I said, Jesus, please. I begged. I beseech thee. I implore thee. I begged. I offered an earnest request. Please, don't let me be hurt again. And boy, I was praying, oh God, please. Protect my heart, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Can't live through that again, Jesus. Please. Don't let it happen. And guess what? It went down just like I saw. The weapon had been formed, and the weapon was launched, but the weapon didn't prosper.
Amen.
Because God put a shield between me and the weapon. I saw like a shield, like glass, like I was put in a capsule all the way around me. And I saw the arrow coming. And I saw it hit the glass. It's invisible to the natural eye. But I saw it, bam, hit the glass and fall on the floor. And I said, I'm still intact. I ain't hurt. I ain't hurt. Glory. Glory, you really do love me. Oh, you're talking about showing me he loved me. Lord, you didn't want me to be hurt. Lord, I didn't know you was like this. I didn't know you was this good. Walked out of there without a scratch. God did that. You might need to pray for somebody going through something like that. You can pray and God, ask God, Lord, don't let them be hurt by that situation. You can see it. Lord, don't let them be hurt. He'll put a shield around them because you prayed for them. He heals the brokenhearted, but he also keeps your heart sound. He protects you. He's a shield about us. Ain't the scripture say it? You know, I was wondering if I had lost my mind a little bit because I saw this. I had this little vision. I was wondering about it. And I started reading one day, and not long after that happened, where I was reading Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous. And Brother Copeland described the shield of faith, like a capsule being around a person. And I said, Lord, you confirm everything. That's walking in the realm, ain't it? That's where miracles take place, where the devil form weapons against you, and Jesus step in and say, I'm going to break this weapon. I ain't going to let it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 61. He sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God. He said, this is a day of vengeance. I'm going to repay him for the evil that he's done. And you're the benefactor. You're the one that get the blessing. Because the bondage is gone from you. But the devil is hurt real bad. Oh, it hurts him to lose, you know, because he's a creature of pride. Look at verse, the last part of that verse. To comfort all who mourn. This is the blessing. To comfort all who mourn. To grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland of diadem of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit, a spirit of heaviness. He give you joy to combat heaviness. If you came in here with a heavy spirit, that thing gone already. I'll tell you, it's gone. Listen, you ain't got to wait on the altar call. That anointing in here done drove out the heavy spirit. Anybody here came in here heavy?
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Are you still heavy?
No.
See, that's the evidence of God's presence. Because devils don't just leave. They have to be forced out. So there's an anointing already done forced out some stuff. That spirit of heaven is gone. Now, he wants to give you beauty for ashes. Bring him your ashes, and I'm going to tell you, he's going to exchange it. There's a turnaround. See, all this is a turnaround. I'm mourning. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And then comfort comes. I'm going to make it. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you came in here mourning over something.
Yeah.
Anybody? A few people? Are your mourning gone yet? You ain't got to cry over that. That they may be called trees or oaks of righteousness. See, he don't call you a little bitty tree. You're an oak tree. Man, an oak tree, he's got a majestic look to it, don't he? You get one of them old oak trees? Man, they're a similar strength. They're strong. They have big branches. They have trunks that you can't reach your arm around. God said, I'll make you an oak tree in righteousness. It means you got a strong root system. Listen to this here. That they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That he might be glorified. God make you a magnificent beauty. Now look at Matthew 8, 16, and 17. The centurion that got his servant healed. So then they go to Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law has got a fever. And Jesus walks in, puts his hand on her, and the fever ran out the house. Right. Not even a fever. You just say, well, I just got a little something bothering me. No, it don't matter how big or small it is. If it's anything of the devil, he's against it. I don't care how little it is. Say, well, she just had a fever. Jesus said, fever can't stay here. I'm here now. Put his hands on her, and the fever left. Now, if you got any sickness in your body, put your hand where it is if you can. Put your hand there and just say, Lord, I receive healing. Lord, I receive it. I receive it right now. Glory to God. I receive your healing power. I receive deliverance, Lord, from any infirmity right now. I take it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 8, 17 says this here. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, under the devil's power, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed, restored to health all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities in order to carry them away and bear our sickness. This is what Jesus did. He took your infirmity in order to take it away from you, and then he bore your sickness. Now, this is prophetic of what happened on the cross. He pulled all your sickness from you to him so he could bear it, so he could pay the price for it, so you could have freedom, so you could receive healing when you needed it. Can't you get forgiveness anytime you need it? What you had to do to get forgiven? You just got to ask for it, right? You just say, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry I did that. And forgiveness is given when? Right there at the moment. So can't you do the same thing with healing? Can't you ask for it and just receive it and know that it's working in you? What's the difference? Ain't no difference. One of your benefits, he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Now, Luke 13, 10 to 13. I'm so glad Wilma sung that song about the sovereign God. This last scripture that I have to do with his sovereignty. In Luke chapter 13, verse number 10, I'm going to read out and amplify it again. It says, now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Was God there? Yeah, God was there. Was the Holy Ghost there? Yeah. Was the power there? Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you something here. Is God here?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the Holy Ghost here?
Yes.
Is his power present in this room?
Yes,
it is. He's here. Hallelujah. And there was a woman there who for 18 years had had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman! You are released or loose from your infirmity.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service.